Food banks in New Jersey were already hard-pressed to meet the demands of families struggling with a bad economy. But add a natural disaster and the upcoming holidays, and those who help the needy have some remarkably tough work ahead. NPR's Pam Fessler reports now on food bank operations along the New Jersey coast.
5 days before Superstorm Sandy hit the Jersey shore, the Food Bank of Monmouth and Ocean Counties got its new generator up and running. And thank goodness for that, says Executive Director Carlos Rodriguez.
Our freezer was full of turkeys. We were on generator powers as soon as the power went out, and that really gave us kind of a head start. With so many stores having lost power and having to throw away so much food, we were able to save something that, quite frankly, right now is priceless.
Priceless, because he's talking about 10,000 turkeys the food bank had already stored up for Thanksgiving. In normal times, this food bank helps feed 1 in 10 people in these two central Jersey counties. That's about 127,000 people. But now, after the storm...
We don't know what the need is going to be, and many folks lost power for the last few weeks. There's nothing in their cupboards. There's nothing in their refrigerators.
And Rodriguez says who knows about the long-term impact. Thousands of people were washed out of their homes, some temporarily, but others forever. Many lost jobs and businesses. Right now, the food bank is stuffed to the gills with pallets of water bottles, canned food, bread, peanut butter, ready-to-eat meals. But supplies are going out almost as quickly as they come in. Rodriguez says since the storm, they've distributed about 575,000 pounds of food. That's twice the usual volume. Some of it has arrived here at the coastal town of Seabright, which is located on a barrier island near the northern end of the Jersey Shore. The roads on this narrow strip of land are lined with debris. Backhoes are trying to push tons of sand that covered the town last week back onto the beach. Cleanup here is in full swing. The National Guard has set up tents and a makeshift cafeteria for returning residents and those helping them out.
This is an appetizer, I think, whatever it is. It's like chicken salad. Yeah, it's chicken. And it's good.
That's 82-year-old William Glennon, who's wearing a frayed shirt and mud-splattered jeans. He's taking a break from working on the storm-damaged beach house that's been in his family since the 1930s.
Just cleaning out the insulation that's up in the rafters in the cellar. That all has to come out.
And so this is your lunch, right? So you got beans, a hot dog, I guess that's macaroni and cheese, and an apple.
That's it. It's delicious.
This makeshift feeding site is expected to be around for 2 more weeks. But Food Bank Director Rodriguez is worried about who will fill the void once the emergency help is gone. A little further up the coast is the grittier town of Keensburg, where Sandy pushed the waters of the Raritan Bay right through the town, leaving many buildings flooded and filled with muck.
This is all yours?
This is the third or fourth dumpster.
Sal Cortali greets Rodriguez outside Project Paul, that's P-A-U-L, for the poor, alienated, unemployed, and lonely. It's one of 260 anti-poverty programs that work with the food bank, but now Project Paul is in as bad shape as many of its clients. Cortali opens the door to what used to be a thrift shop. The floors and wallboards have been ripped out, leaving an empty shell. They lost everything here, all the clothes and food they collect for the needy.
What we do here is basically a FEMA, 365 days a year.
Project Paul hands out hundreds of bags of free groceries each week and offers other social services, but all that stopped since the storm. Cortali and Rodriguez are now worried about how to provide the Thanksgiving dinners that those who come here depend upon.
The whole building would have been full with donations for Thanksgiving. But now if we get turkeys in from various places, there's no freezer to put them here.
So we bring a truck here and park it with as many turkeys and...
That's a possibility.
The two men think they can probably work something out. They know this year the lines will be longer than usual. Pam Fessler, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.